first thing I do every morning of my life is drink a cup of coffee. I like coffee. I really, 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 really like coffee. No cream or sugar, nothing fancy, just black coffee and me to begin the day, every single day. So here's what's odd. As much as I like coffee, I pay very little attention to it. I'm really not a picky coffee drinker. I did bring an extension cord. Some people say that Molokai coffee from Hawaii is the best coffee in the world. Some people really like Starbucks. I can drink the cheapest knockoff brand at Giant. It does not matter. Even though I drink coffee, I don't pay much attention to it. And then a few months ago, I came across an article entitled, "Can Coffee Bring You Closer to God?" Patrick Bollier is the author of the article. He is a rabbi in Richmond. He's actually a punk rock singer turned rabbi, so we'll save that for another day. But Patrick Bollier is a big fan of a good cup of coffee, and he says that when you take your first sip of coffee in the morning, do this. Recognize something amazing. He writes, "Recognize that it took billions of years and countless people to bring you to this experience. From the good earth that brought forth the coffee bush to the tired, worn-out hands that moved the beans from crop to bulk commodity, from the roaster whose careful attention brought out the oils and aromas of the coffee, to the cashier who stood at the checkout counter just so you could buy a bag of it, to the entire process and to all processes that bring us to moments like this. Drink coffee," he says, "with awareness, with intentionality. Drink coffee with wonder." As I read that article a few months ago, it dawned on me that I have been drinking coffee wrong all of these years. It's something I do every day, but it's not really something I pay much attention to. This summer, I'm going to preach a sermon series entitled "Let Us Pray," as I said earlier. Now, let's see if I can turn this on. We'll see what happens there. So I'm preaching this sermon series entitled "Let Us Pray." And I hope we'll explore a little bit about the spirituality of faith and food and how those are connected. We all eat. Maybe we have different tastes in food, but we all eat. And so I want us to think over the summer about how we find God in that. How do we take food, which is basic to human existence, and think about the state of our souls? How do we find God in food? This morning I want to start with a cup of coffee. Maybe that's not exactly food, but it's pretty close. And for you, maybe it's not coffee. Maybe you drink tea or a simple glass of water in the morning, or maybe you need your Diet Coke to get you going. But most of us, in some form or fashion, take in some liquid in the morning, first thing. Patrick Bollier makes this suggestion. In your morning moments, when there is peace, cultivate a God-centered peace in your heart and drink in your spiritual potential. In reading that article from Rabbi Bollier, three things came to my mind. First is that none of us is alone in the world. When I drink a cup of coffee in the morning, the farmer who picked the beans, the roaster, the cashier who sold them, all of those people are there at my table with me in some mysterious, miraculous way. We are all connected. And so today, as we baptize your baby, Brian and Jessica, we can say to you that you are not alone. That prayer shawl will remind you of that. The pictures of this moment will remind you of that. But you are connected to everyone in this congregation, to everyone who has ever bathed in the waters of life. We are all connected. And Dennis and Krista and your three fantastic children, as you go to Canada, you can look at those pictures of this church and know that we will miss your presence among us. But you are a part of the living memory of this place. And we hope that we do go with you into the future. Remember that none of us is alone. The second thing this coffee-drinking article reminds me of is to be grateful. There are plenty of people in the world, preachers or politicians, who want us to be afraid. Plenty of people who want us to think there is not enough to share, not enough resources to welcome immigrants, or not enough democracy to include various perspectives, not enough love to share it with everyone. Those people want us to be afraid. The opposite of fear is gratitude. Gratitude that the world is good, that life is generous, that there is enough for all of us. Gratitude is resistance to those who would create fear. Gratitude says there is enough. So first, we are not alone. Second, to live with gratitude. And third, drinking coffee or sipping tea or gulping a Diet Coke can be a holy moment, a sacred moment. That's the third thing that occurred to me as I read this article. Even the most normal moments of life, the most mundane experiences of our days, can help us create God-centered peace. We are not alone. Live with gratitude, and every moment has holy potential. And so we give thanks. I give thanks to God for a cup of coffee. It's pretty strong. And that makes me really happy. I give thanks to God for the farmers and roasters and cashiers who are present at our tables. I give thanks to God that we are not alone. I give thanks that gratitude resists and defies fear. And I give thanks that every moment may become a sacred moment. Amen.